to try to address those so we prevent them?
My goal this year is to get out of every fine condition we're in with wastewater treatment, or at least to have a plan to get out of it. And so we've started to chip away at those. There were, in many cases, lingering dialogues that didn't result in an actual agreement with the various parties, and we've signed one already. We're in the process of getting another one signed, and so we're trying to, institution by institution, start to have those be remedied.
Thank you. Elio, any issues here? Finance? Questions to the committee? I understand that the May revision is going to switch the Chuckawalla wastewater project to lease revenue bonds. The recommendation would be to approve the proposals and finance letter, with the exception that we'll hold open the Chuckawalla wastewater project pending the review of the May revise.
Aye.
Aye.
Adopt them on a 3-0 vote. Next item. Oh, also on the last motion, we want the supplemental report language to direct the department to put forward options for approving its water efficiency as an addendum to its master plan. In the assessment, could you also provide, as a side, just for information for the committee, the assessment of the total number of noncompliance and those that are subject to fines from regional water boards?
Today?
No, just can you just give that to the committee?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, so with that addendum, no problem with the supplemental report language. Next item is the Sierra Conservation Center supply treatment, and there's the California Rehabilitative Center potable water system. There's no issue with these projects. The staff recommendation would be to approve. Adopt it on 3-0 vote. The next item is the Coleman Mental Health Capital Outlay. Can the department explain what capital outlay projects are required in the Coleman lawsuit and how this overall plan coordinates with the consolidated care center plans?
What I can say is, subsequent to the signing of the construction coordination order between the various courts, there has been a high degree of collaboration to look at the existing projects that are pending before you, to determine the necessity and the efficiency of including those projects in the consolidated care projects for the receiver. And so each of these is being reviewed currently between the Coleman Court and the Plata Court, with the federal receiver involved, to determine whether or not each of these meets some of the objectives of those consolidated care centers. Having said that, though, because of the various court orders that we're facing, we don't feel as a department that we are in a position to stand down from our requests unless and until such time as the courts reach agreement.
Do you have any sense of timing as to coming to some consensus on this?
I believe it's close because, of course, the receiver's close on his consolidated care centers in terms of deciding sort of where they go and what will be inside there. So I know it's close. I can get you some more definitive information. Clearly, we want to be able to know because we don't want to lose these projects, because if they are not included, we don't want to be behind in our timelines.
Is the only project that would perhaps would be impacted, is that the one at the Institute for Women?
That is one that may be impacted. The two may be impacted at CIW. We do not believe at this time the CMC and CMF 50 bed units will be, but again, that's still under consideration.
Now, these projects would be eligible for AB 900 funding?
I believe that language last year allowed them to be eligible for AB 900 funds.
Only the CMC 50-bed.
Okay, I guess only the CMC 50-bed was in the AB 900, and the 64-bed as well, I believe.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. There are, some of these projects are eligible, some are not. It really all depends upon whether it's a standalone. Are we building a new building? Then it's eligible for lease revenue funding. If we're doing renovations within an existing building, then it really doesn't lend itself to lease revenue funding.
Well, in terms of the budget proposal, which of these projects would be impacted on this discussion?
It would be the SOC, Salinas Valley, and the CIW, all of them that are before you on this.
I mean, all of them would be, or just those two?
Well, let's go through the list more specifically.
Okay.
Then the 20 bed is under consideration.
Okay.
The Salinas Valley 180 bed, I believe the Coleman Court would like to consider that outside of the consolidated care, but no definitive decision's been reached.
Okay.
The Salinas Valley ICF, I believe that is being considered to stay outside of the consolidated care center, but again, no decision's been reached. And the SOC warehouse conversion, again, is being looked at to be outside of the consolidated care center, but again, no definitive decision's been reached.
On the Institution for Women, can you comment on why we're looking at renovating existing beds rather than providing that? That would thereby reduce capacity?
Mr. Chair, that essentially is the project decision that was put forward last year, and that was the preliminary plan were approved by the legislature last year. The thought was, because it was such a small program, that it would be able to use existing beds within that building rather than having to build a new facility, a new building outside of that existing building. It was because of the small size of the program was the primary reason the proposal that the legislature approved last year was to renovate existing space.
All right. Kelly, any comment on this discussion?
Yeah.
Link? I think we'll modify the recommendation that we would approve the finance letter. We'll put in language that if there's a change in any of the plans, the money would revert. Any issues with that to the committee?
Where are you, Mr. Chairman?
Be on page 37.
Are we taking in one prison at a time, or which one?
I'm taking. Proposing that we take action on them, one and two, that we approve these items.
Okay.
And that we have language in there that if there's a change in the plans as presented, that the money would revert back.
Pardon? For clarification, that's on all three of the prisons? Thank you.
Oh, all three.
No, that's one and two. We haven't talked about California State Prison.
Oh, yes. Zach is
CIW. Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Elio.
Senator, on number two, I have an issue.
Okay.
On Salinas Valley State Prison.
Yes.
There are two projects that are interrelated here. The treatment and office space to support the 180 bed enhanced outpatient program, 180 style prison. It's a 96-bed facility. Is interrelated to another project because the people in this particular facility, the administrative segregation unit, are actually going to have to move to a new facility. And that facility was proposed last summer and withdrawn. And so these are two very interrelated projects. So the people that are going to be moving into this building that's going to get renovated for 20-some million dollars, basically, the people in that building are EOP patients, and they have to move out, and they have to move to another building, and I haven't seen the proposal for that building yet. And so I think these two are interrelated projects. And last summer, the proposal for this 70-bed facility was $52 million. And so I think these projects really work hand in hand, and I'd like to get more information on that facility before I am willing to recommend this facility.
All right. I'm kind of gone the full circle, so we're going to withdraw my previous recommendation. We're going to hold this open so that all parties can come together and put it in English so the committee can understand where we're going.
Much better.
All right. Next item is the California State Prison at Sacramento. The question here is that the recommendation is to approve this financial audit proposal. Are there any concerns, finance, comments from the department? Recommendation would be to approve.
Aye.
Senator Harmon?
Aye.
Adopted on a 3-0 vote. On the Perez Dental Care capital outlay, can the department give us an update on the related capital? On the what's going on related to the Perez capital outlay, there seems to be no proposals put forward here. And are these projects subject to AB 900 funding?
Yes, they are. We have prepared the budget package for the first 7 projects, I believe. And it's currently with the Department of Finance.
One's not a yes, but the other one is a different.
Okay. I thought it was delivered yesterday. Apparently it's not with the Department of Finance currently. There is some, just as a matter of record, there are some budget packages that are in our executive office that we're trying to see if the new secretary would like to opine on them. So this may be one of those, just to make sure that he's aware of what's going over there. And I know there were a couple things that he was looking at, and this may be one, so I need to get clarity.
All right. Can we ask for you to come back when we
Absolutely.
Deal with the open items with more clarification on
yes.
this issue? And the final item is the San Quentin Condemned Inmate Complex. Elio, you have some issues on this?
Senator, we still have concerns about the cost. We would like to see an independent estimate. We made a recommendation that an independent estimate be made on the cost for the San Quentin facility, particularly related to the housing units, which have tripled in cost. We still have concerns about the population cap. We do not have, at this point in time, a clear understanding as to the agreement that Marin and CDCR have made related to the maximum population at San Quentin and whether this would pose a problem, obviously, by building an additional facility. And additionally, we understand that there's BSA is doing an audit right now of this particular facility. We may want to await the outcome of that particular audit before we proceed.
Department comment?
Obviously, we've been doing a lot of looking into past historical records on this project. The final EIR that was completed in the original project submitted in 2004, I believe, the EIR was based on a maximum capacity of 7,358 inmates. When we modified the proposal to include a revised CIC and to retain the occupancy of the H unit, we we listed a maximum capacity in that addendum of 7,102. I understand that Marin sees a lower number, but that is what the analysis was based on in the EIR.
Finance, any comment on this? Right. Given that the BSA is supposed to have an audit that's due this month, I know we've dragged this issue on long enough. It has, there are other concerns surrounding it just than trying to address the physical problem here. We're going to hold this open and see if we can try to come to some determination with respect to the LEO's concerns, the audit, and just try to get this resolved. So this will be held open.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, so will we get an independent cost estimate as part of the information you're asking for, or some kind of review?
As part of an earlier recommendation by the LAO, they supported us, our department, to actually acquire an independent cost estimating firm, and we are actually in the middle of doing that now. I don't know that we'll have it in time for the BSA audit completion. That's a fairly exhaustive process.
How long will that take?
It would be months, Senator. By the time we finished the RFP and signed the contracts and then had somebody do it, it would take probably anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks just to do the estimate. That's a large complex. It's very complicated. The estimate is very complicated. It's not. There's nothing simple about building a condemned inmate complex.
Right, and the issues surrounding that, in addition just to the population cap, is also the location and the availability for the services to those
absolutely
to the condemned inmates. Then you have the political considerations of just Marin County. So it's mine is much more complicated than just looking at the cost. But hopefully we can have a discussion prior to the conclusion of the budget that we can
we look
be
forward
able to find
to
some direction on that. Senator Harmon, any comments? Well, that concludes our agenda. Is there any public comment on any items that we've covered today? Seeing none, I want to thank everybody for participating. I also want to thank the department for the work that they're doing to try to address the concerns that the committee's had. The information coming forward is much appreciated, and I think we are making progress. With that, this meeting is now adjourned.